Oh yeah, we are here.
Yeah.
Always the Trap House Gang. Power Baba, Donkey Bongs TV, of course. Always.
Yes.
Shouts out to
every
program on that. Donkey Bongs. Word up, man. What's good, fellas? How y'all doing, man? How's your week?
Good. Yeah. You know, can't complain.
Everybody's doing their
How
thing.
How about you?
Not bad, not bad. You know, just out here keeping above water and making it happen. Got a lot of
above water.
Comic book news, a lot of TV shows, a lot of good stuff. Uh-huh. Every week, you know how it is. We're just living in a great geek era right now. Everything's just overflowing.
Yeah. Speaking of above water, what was that in your cup?
Oh, this actually, that's right. I'm still on the trend. Straight up
water.
Agua.
Okay.
Agua.
Maybe ranch water, but no, just water.
Nah, I had this water. This is special water imported from Camp Crystal Lake.
Okay, I can see that. There's like, there ain't no hairs or like human body parts in that shit. Is
it? Yeah, it's got actual bits of victims.
Victims and shit.
Yeah, little
actual
bits.
Yeah, man. Oh Lord.
What's sipping on over there, Vic Vega?
Just a can of Neon Bear Hug IPA.
Here we go.
Nice. You got
Neon Beer Hug.
Weigh out all the different ones. I need to try all of them. Shit.
10,000 volts
of stuff. Goose Island.
Goose Island. Shout out to Goose Island.
Yeah.
I think that's Chicago company right there, brewer. Big up, man. Here we go. Getting it cracking. I'm not mad at that. Dude, what are you drinking?
Well, you know, I was off my liquor for a minute, and it's been one of those days, I tell you. So I decided to have a drink. So I'm having a screwdriver.
The red cup is back. Mm-hmm. Mad at you, man.
Yeah, you know when you see the red cup. Actually, I got the red cup, the red hat. I'm usually cripping it, but today I'm a slob. But, shout out to all the slobs out there.
It's but
people be like, this motherfucker gangbanging? No, just kidding, folks.
Oh, here we are.
I love Bloods. Bloods are good.
Comic book trap house. You know, you never know what you're going to find up in the trap, you know? The gang affiliated or not, you know? Who knows?
Well, I'm not affiliated.
Shouts to everybody in the chat joining us. Hit us up. Batman, what's good? We're going to be showing some tight books tonight. Shouts out to our brother Super Dave. He's got some grown man business to take care of this evening. He'll join us next week. He's doing just fine though. Shouts out. Be back. And that's what it is, man. So did you you check out Kenobi?
Yeah. I liked it, bro. I had no problems. Are we on did we talk about the two episodes from last week or no? Not really.
No, because I don't think everybody had seen it yet.
I don't really think Vic and Dave are into it like me and you are.
Yeah,
maybe they are. I don't know.
But I'll tell you, I'm very satisfied with the series up to this point. Getting to see some of the main characters come back to life and fill in these gaps, time periods between certain films that we never knew about. And shit is tight. I gotta give it up so far, man.
Same here, bro. I thought the acting is great. That little Leia they found, she's fantastic.
I love Leia, man.
Yeah, she gets it in, bro. And there's one part that had me laughing. And I think I left it in the WhatsApp. There was a part where they were in the it wasn't a factory, but when Vader shows up and whatchamacallit, Obi-Wan is like kind of running away, but there's a side shot of him running. And I'm like, man, he's slow as shit. he's like, I was like, his speed is like, you know, 0.35 miles per hour. Probably like he looked like he was jogging in place. So I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I was like, Ben is really, he needs to get back into shape for real.
Maybe so. Vader was holding him back a little with the Force.
He was, but he definitely needs to get back into shape. And yeah, you can tell by his fighting that he needs to get back into shape. So
yeah. I mean, you know, that's the whole subject of the film too. He's been at the game for a while, laying low. So
yeah,
he's got to kind of. He's going to be rusty in the beginning, you know.
So. He's very rusty right now. That's
portrayed that quite well. Yeah. But that scene when we finally get to see the return of Darth Vader and him coming through, brutal. That was one of the most brutal episodes of Star Wars TV or film, just all together that we've ever seen in Star Wars history. Some of the
speaking of brutal, I don't know if you saw. I saw an article today that, and you know, for me, it's kind of. I get it. A lot of kids want to see this show, but you know that one scene where they drop the stormtrooper over that gate and it cuts him in half.
Talking about
They're gonna actually remove that from from. They're removing that.
Whack. Well, I gotta make sure I record it on my own before they do that, man.
Might have already done it because they want to keep it kid friendly. So I mean, I get it. I mean,
they're getting too kid friendly, man.
Because there was no blood, there was no guts coming out. He just
that was in half. I mean, yeah, but that was brutal as fuck. That was one of the most
right.
That was one of the illest. What they gonna do? Actual gore scene that we've never really seen that kind of gore in Star Wars, unless it's happening to an alien or some type of, you know, beast. Yeah. Like when we cut open the fucking tauntaun or whatever, we see a lot of nice
guts. And yeah.
What are they gonna do with Doctor Strange when it goes on Disney Plus with all that?
Yeah, I mean the tauntaun was already dead, so you know that's one thing, and it wasn't human. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
when we see the actual human being get sliced,
well, even that old lady when she took her hand, like
right, exactly, and that happened in episode 2. We got a nice dismemberment in there too, and also when Darth Vader was walking down the fucking
just snapping necks. Yeah, he was like fucking he was like EPMD, strictly snapping necks, bro. He was just walking through, so.
Absolutely.
Yo, okay. I was wondering if y'all can hear me.
My bad.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah. I was just
okay. I'm bugging. Oh, but yeah. Anyway, go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
So yeah, everything, man, is looking great. I'm looking forward to the future episodes. This is gonna cross over. Well, not cross over with, but I mean, as far as airing, it's gonna cross over with the debut of Miss Marvel.
Okay.
A few more weeks, and truthfully, you know, I'm not shitting on that show yet.
I'm not either. Gotta see it.
It might be a surprise. You know, good. We'll see. 3D Wonder, what's going on?
What up? What up, man?
Word up.
He's probably smoking cigarettes right now. Mad cigarettes.
We're gonna be smoking on something a little bit here later myself, but we got books to show tonight. I know I got a lot of stuff.
I did want to talk also a little bit about the main actress. What is her name? I don't. Moses. Now everybody's giving her flack. You know the racist Star Wars fans come out the something like that. Moses something, but all the racist. All the racist Star Wars fans are coming out the woodwork, and it's just like, man, you know, they're everywhere, bro. They're everywhere. Yeah. You think you're safe at Comic-Con or some shit? Nope. They're there.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, everybody's doing that kind of wild, stupid shit. And I mean, the racist Star Wars shit has been going on for a long time. Remember when they drove that Asian girl Rose that played Rose Tico, they drove her up completely out the
The fucking program. Yeah,
she destroyed. She took down her Twitter and everything. People were just going in on her. I mean,
welcome to America.
Mind you, her role in that movie did suck, and you know,
right? Well, like, I mean, but still,
you know what I'm saying? It's not her fault. She's an actress. She's playing a role. She's paid, and that's just what she was supposed to do. So, but people are dicks, you know.
But she, I mean, what's her name? She's going in. I love her character. She,
I love her hips.
She's Yo, man, I'm trying to find pictures.
She's thick. I like that.
I've been online like, wow.
Yeah, she's doing
beautiful,
a great
beautiful
job.
Beautiful complexion. She's fly, bro.
It was definitely an unexpected turn of events to see her murder the Inquisitor, the Grand Inquisitor right there.
Right.
But it's going to be interesting to see how that all unfolds. But I have a feeling that none of the Inquisitors are going to make it through this show, because between Obi-Wan and Darth Vader, they're both going to probably end up killing all of them.
Probably.
They're going to wipe all of them out.
But, right.
Yeah. We're looking at some good shit. We're looking at some good shit. Halfway through already. It's only 6 episodes, so we'll see what it is.
All right.
Yeah. Beautiful shit. But, I know one thing's true. We came to see some books. How was y'all's week at the store? Did you make it down to New Comic Book Day this week? Did you pick up anything?
Was it this? What do you mean new comic? Was it another New Comic Book Day?
Every week is New Comic Book Day on Wednesday.
Oh, I'm thinking free comic. Never mind.
See?
Yeah, I did. I went and picked up what was in my bin.
There we go. There we go. Bin grabs. How about you? Is Vic with us, or is he like on a delay or some shit?
Vic.
Yeah.
Dang, are you on a delay?
How'd you do, brother?
I had that on mute while y'all was talking about the, because I started watching it, but I didn't want to know.
Got you.
Turn it off for a minute so y'all could discuss the show, you know what I mean? Because everybody, I'm sure, has watched it already, so I ain't want y'all to hold back for me, you know?
Hey, you had to hit the I'm late button to keep from getting spoiled. So what's good, man? How was your week? Did you get to pick up any books?
So while we were in Nashville, I always fall for the emails, man. So Midtown had a really dope 60% off special. And then I fell for the okie doke again like the day after with the 99-cent joints.
Ordering off Midtown Comics Online?
Yeah, I was able to fill some holes in some of the incomplete sets that I got, you know, and found them actually some pretty cool damn books. And as far as like this
when
week,
you say you fell for it, when you say you fell for it, do you mean it was just like calling you, bro? Like it was just like
I'm checking my email. I'm not even looking for nothing really. You know, I have to check my emails every day because sometimes I overlook important emails that I regret not checking my email. And then it says Midtown special sale, and then it says 99-cent back books from letters A to D, and I'm I know I'm missing some Batmans and, you know,
Daredevils.
You know?
Hey, man.
That's how it starts.
You be stepped on sometimes. Those the Midtown comic sales are good deals, man. There's nothing wrong with catching a sale, you know? And they definitely got good stuff that pops up in there sometimes. You know, you got to really be diligent and dig through a lot of pages to find some of the, you know, more worth your time type of things, but anything that's advancing your collection, like Vic said, filling up any gaps in your runs, there you go. It makes it all worth the while.
It's a hustler's game.
I think you guys covered this already, but it's so funny that people have a problem with any race on Star Wars, and it's a show about aliens.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They've rather seen a green tentacled alien.
What's up with all these green people? Yeah, it's fucking
It's only white folks that's tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's all it is.
It's a minority of white folks.
Yeah.
And they don't even understand that they're the minority, bro.
It's definitely not every white person, but I mean, the thing about it is that, you know, no matter how many people it is, these stupid motherfuckers, listen, there's not any white man that's fucking losing his job because of Rose Tico working in as a character or as this Reva doing her thing on this episode. You don't have to worry about it, racist white people. Now, no white man has lost their job in Star Wars because of that situation. So y'all are
absolutely
right. Just relax. Get off that dumb shit.
Man, D Strong, you got a diss track coming at you.
Do I? Who's that? Who's spitting bars? No. Fuck rap. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, where is it?
Where's
that shit?
Right there.
3D Sunner. Yeah.
3D Wonder.
He's strong on this track called, what is it? Mexi Weed Vapes.
There it is.
Oh, shit. Okay.
There it is. Well, we're going to premiere that here on the Trap House.
I guess so. Take the stems out, that shit. Make sure you get all the seeds out.
Drop the flex bomb on that shit.
Yeah.
This motherfucker's rapping.
Tap that thumbs up button while you're here. Make sure you go ahead and let your people know that we're online. Share the link wherever you're at. Hit the regrand button on Instagram, whatever you do. And as you see it scrolling at the bottom of the screen, we do have Cover Combat coming up later.
Yeah.
Ghost books.
I started looking for my Supreme Clientele CD. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, ghost covers tonight. You know,
it's in
I feel like we did that before, but it's all good, man. Long ass time ago.
We did other shit though. I don't remember ghosts because honestly, bro, I'll be honest. Y'all gonna be like, what? But I couldn't find anything, bro. Zero. I went through everything. So yeah. I'm gonna be a biased.
People could qualify as a ghost because people can't see.
I'm gonna be an unbiased judge, and you guys can go at it.
And
I don't have too much
fire either because I didn't have time to dig through my bins. I got some books, but they're not fire.
Well, you know.
Well, then that means Reddy wins again.
I mean, you know, I don't mind barreling over y'all every chance to get me. I don't give a shit. I don't mind. If y'all thought I was gonna come back with some, man, well, it's okay. We're all going to do the best we can and just have a great show. Nah, y'all niggas is losing.
Right. Yeah. But Reddy needs to put on a Tonka truck hat. Do they still make Tonka trucks? Love them shits. But
shout out to me in the house.
Yeah, okay.
Hell yeah.
Word up, man. All right.
It's going to be in Walmart. Toy section.
Some shit was unbreakable.
No doubt. All right. Before that, of course, though, books. New comics.
Well, I can set it off if you'd like, because I've only got one.
Oh, well, let's take a look.
All right. Well, like I said, I was going to wait for this week to see if there would be more in my bin, but it was only the one. So I said, all right, I get it. Next week will be a little bit more. Plus I'm going to go out looking for stuff. But this is like the Gunslinger action cover. It's like your atypical. It's like Bad Boys meets Gunslinger. You know what I mean?
There was a Gunslinger cosplay at the MomoCon.
Oh, yeah.
When we was up in there, yeah, this weekend. He had an extra big head.
Oh, word. Gotta do it to fill up that hat. Yeah. But yeah, when I saw the background, I was like, this is like some, like I said, Bad Boys movie or some shit. It's like an action scene, you know, where he's just walking out of the mist. This is actually kind of dope. Well, okay, I guess I'm screwed. But the back cover has that, but I guess I'm spoiling June. I'm bugging. Anyway, that's all I got.
Hey, man.
I will have more next week, guaranteed.
That's all good, though. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. We appreciate all books, no matter great or small.
I'm going to go on a back issue attack next week, though. I'm just going to go in. Fuck it. You only live once.
Hey, we got it's con season too, so you know there's a lot of different things happening here and around there. Are there any events like con wise that are coming up out there?
Oh, they used to call it they had a Comic Con, but that now it's called Fan X.
Okay.
And I just found out that the guy who created Fan X apparently is being indicted by the federal government because he was doing some crazy stuff. You can look it up online when the show's over. You can do it now, mm-hmm. or whatever. But he was like infiltrating people's like accounts, and he was doing a lot of foul shit. And but which probably had nothing to do with Fan X, but There's a big nerd culture here. It'll be going down. It'll be packed as normal.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
People be doing too much, man. People be doing too much.
We got the Brooklyn Comic Con coming up here in a couple weeks. I don't think I'm gonna check it out. I'm not too sure. I got a lot of things going on right now, but it's looking like a pretty expanding event. It's been happening yearly for a while, so you know, it's probably worth your while if you're here in New York. Things are heating up. Getting started.
Is that usually where New York Comic Con is in Brooklyn, or is that just is it just a particular event?
No, it's called Brooklyn Comic Con. The regular New York Comic Con is at the Javits Center.
Okay.
Yeah,
we got plenty of stuff going on. This weekend, actually, I don't know if we're going to go because we spent enough money with the MomoCon and the Nashville trips. But they have a miniature Atlanta Comic Book Con. And then in July is the Atlanta Comic Con. But before that, we had gotten free tickets from the shops that we go to for the Power Ranger Con.
Oh, wow.
Which is really for the boys, you know, the kids. It's like
It's like cosplay. Probably a lot of good cosplay stuff.
Yeah, everybody's going to be ranged up or villained up. You know, sometimes people throw their own twist on it.
I think I wouldn't mind going to like a mini comic book con. I think I would prefer that.
Now, speaking of your travels and whatnot last week, Vic Vega, you sent a video that we're going to take a look at here. You want to set this up?
Oh, yeah, I believe that was at, if I'm correct, we went to two shops, so I have a few videos, but I think I sent one that we could show to Fanan. I believe that was at Rick's comic shop. If Batman is watching, she could help me with that. Geeky Peoples was good. I definitely want to do a one-on-one show with you, like a little pop-up one of these days.
All right. So let's go ahead and take a look at that video and
let
us know what it's about.
Oh, they were the back issues. Nice.
It's a big shop, man.
Yeah, looks tight. Yeah, I had a pretty nice collection of back issues too.
Once I can get those Ray-Bans popping, we can have some better videos. You heard?
That's dope, man. That's
how much were those back issues going for? They just
they had dollar bins. They had basic joints.
Now, where was this exactly again? In Nashville?
Nashville, Tennessee. Yes, sir.
And what was the name of the shop?
Rick's Comic City.
Okay, there you go. If you're out in Nashville, visit Rick's Comic City right there. It looks like a pretty decent store, man.
It's Comic Book Trap House approved. That was
dope. Word up, man. Yeah, man. Everybody's making it happen. And check out your newspapers and classified ads nowadays, too, because we're in the summer. We're not in summer, but we're getting close. And springtime, it's garage sale, it's yard sale time, so this is a great opportunity to find some key comic books in not so key locations. You know what I'm saying? That's how you really get your gold mine on out there. People is staying away from but kind of redirecting your focus away from the comic book industry. You know, sticking to cons and sticking to stores all the time, you're gonna be sticking to high prices too. So expand your horizons. Get out there and do some real deeper hunting now that the weather's changed. Hit up those garage sales. Hit up those yard sales, and you'll probably find some gems out there for cheap, real cheap.
You know, I don't know. A while back, I told you that I went around up to a few different pawn shops and told them if any books come up please give me a call or a text. I think good I told you guys too. That. And some, I got a text, and they were like, oh, Derek, we've got books if you want to come check them out. And I went and checked them out, bro, and they jacked the price up on them. No, it was some Spider-Man stuff. It was I went online to see the pricing. Bro, they got played, whoever they paid that money for to get those. Wow. What they're doing is, now this might be a look for someone who wants to flip shit real quick. They're going off of internet prices, bro. They don't fucking know. They don't know. Yeah, you can go in there and be like, boom, boom, just check the internet, check eBay. And they'll be like, oh shit, they want $90 for that? No, they don't. It's not worth that. But in their mind, they're thinking it's $90, you know, so they'll give you $30 for it or whatever.
Let me tell you, when we were at MomoCon, a lot of the comic book vendors, well, there was only like two comic vendors, but at MomoCon, I was peeping that, you know, I got my app open, seeing if it's worth, you know, grabbing. They had nothing but keys and golden issues, like in silver. It was a nice dig. But when you look at the price, it's like you're getting exactly what it's worth, or they're adding a couple, like 5-10 more bucks to what it's actually worth. And it's like, do I really want to do this? You kind of want to come off at least, you know, get a good deal.
But those speculation prices are not real, and they're going off those spec prices. Right. So you can go in there and play them.
And those apps only show you that those don't show you what the comic's worth. They show you what the latest sale is. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that ain't really a projection of the comic's value. You got to look at averages. You go to eBay and look at sold prices and shit like that, completed listings. And then out of the last 10 completed sales, then you create an average of that. And that's that's a good assessment of what the comic is currently valued at.
Right.
Those recent sales, some of those could be anomalies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I've seen key collector and cover price fuck up and present raw comic sales present graded comic sales in the raw category. You know what I'm saying? And some people don't know how to differentiate when you see shit like that. And oh shit, my fucking Peter Parker issue number 26 that nothing happened in it is worth $2,000 today all of a sudden. You know what I mean?
Right.
Never know. But it's just, you know, knowing these different things and taking everything into account. But like you said, suckers are born every day. So
I'm thinking of putting together a short box and heading over there and taking them, because they're going to be on there like, oh, Canto signed. Oh, they want $3.99 for this. I'm like, okay. You want to give me 200? We're good. You know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Now you like that? Here we go.
Flip them out.
Good luck, son.
And that's what it's about. You know, that's the reason why some people collect, you know, for value and things like that. You never know, you know, times change. And when the shit hits the fan, sometimes life can grab you by the nuts, drag you down the street. So it's good to have certain assets by your side that you might be able to flip and turn into some, you know, immediate cash.
Especially when they don't know this, they don't know the game. They're just going off of internet. It's like, okay, gotta figure it out.
Yeah. Stay wise. Stay focused. All right, let's get to some more books. Vic.
Okay.
Did you make it to the show? Let's take a look and see what's working, bro.
Gotcha.
I'm just arrange mine over here.
All right. So I'm gonna start with, I guess, the most recent finds that I have grabbed this week. I also went a little 25-cent bin digging just for the hell of it. Sometimes they always throw something in there that is definitely worth more than 25-cent. Like, I remember the first appearance of Speedball, Spider-Man annual that I had gotten, that's worth $24, and I got that for a quarter.
Nice. So
this is the stock card variant of Justice League Road to Dark Crisis, the new situation they got going on in DC.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was a pretty cool cover with him sitting on a Benz. It looks like something that I wouldn't do.
Oh, he's sitting on Benz? Oh, that's dope, bro. Yeah. I like that.
He and Popcorn, that's another thing I would not.
He's got a throne of Benz.
I saw another comic channel that was bigging that cover up, saying that they wanted to do that too. That shit would be dope. A whole throne like that.
That's a throne of Benz. You can have people sitting in that
shit though. Like, to give the facade like this.
You could put quarter Benz in there. It'd be all right.
You put some solid shit in there and just put one book so you can peep through to the side.
Right.
So I grabbed definitely digging this series. Can't wait to read this book 9 of Nice House on the Lake. Mm. Still going
strong. Wow.
So they you know, each circle up there is like each particular person that's in the house that they touch base on, you know, that they gotta live together after the world just got wiped out by the alien race.
Is that a photo or is that actually art?
Yes, that's like art.
Drawing. Oh, that shit is dope, man. That's really
Tell me about it.
Well done.
That digital art on the tablet is some next level shit. That's my DC's. As far as this week goes, I grabbed Strange number 3, and I forgot this one has the first appearance of. Give me one second. I actually do want to. You know, properly name the character who's in this particular issue, but you know, it's a pretty good book according to what they said. I haven't really read it. Okay, Director Nunn, first cameo appearance of Director Nunn in this book right here. And as you can tell, that's like,
not bad.
Well, you know who does these covers, Mr. Behrens.
Behrens is doing that? Okay.
Yeah. Then I grabbed the Savage Avengers number 1, which actually came out last week. But since this is Conan's last hurrah with Marvel, I'm grabbing those up.
It's a good idea.
There was another Conan that had the first appearance of Thoth Anon that I probably should have grabbed. But I was trying to keep a budget going because I got to cut down on my addiction sometimes. A Righteous Thirst for Vengeance, issue number 8 is out. Really been feeling this series. Really good series artwork. Speaks for the story more so than 1,000 word bubbles. There's nothing wrong with that, but sometimes I just want to go through a good story and let the art speak for itself. And this is one book where you could depend on that. It's a very adult-themed title, you know. That goes on.
I slept on that one. I was attracted to it when I first saw the number 1. I just never grabbed it.
Yo, it looks like an anime. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. Kira drew it or something. You know,
right.
It's really good. But it's always time to catch up. You know, they're gonna eventually they'll have some in the dollar bins one day. You know, mm-hmm. Just grab
it. Well, hopefully not. Hopefully they get an option.
I think it's good enough to get option. It's a really good story, like especially for a rated R series. Of course, we know the Great Tenyon has a new series. This man just doesn't stop with the closet.
Damn, I did not know about this. Is this the monster in the closet?
That's what it's supposed to be kind of like based about.
I think we all had that monster in the closet when we were kids. There was always something.
Mine was in the driveway.
Oh, word.
In the driveway. When the ball fell down there, I was like, hell, something.
Mine was actually in the closet because we had the sliding closet thing, but one of them was gone, so it was always open.
Yeah. And we did have like one closet in the front of the place that was abandoned that nobody used. It was under the stairs, man. We ain't
fucking. Bro, that shit I used to walk by that shit at night, or if I had to use the bathroom, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, all right, bro. So yeah, you hit it on the nail. It's a family moving across the country, can't shake the weight of their past while the youngest sees monsters in the bedroom closet that will not let them go. It's a key of the week as well. So I think that was what I grabbed new for this week. And of course, the DC Connect, you know, see what's going on, what they're going to be coming with. You see a Batman in One Bad Day, Riddler's coming. So I'll be digging through that just so I can get a heads up if there's something that I want to grab, you know, I can anticipate in advance. There's some back issues that I found. Sometimes I just buy for cover. Sometimes it's a filler, but most times it's just like something that's cool for 25 cents. Why not? This one's called Kinetic. It's just because the kid looked crazy. Like, you know, if we ever have a CC that's so demeaning, I have one up.
Right.
It's a little crazy. No. And then, Cage, number 7, where the classic Cage is putting the hands on the modern Cage.
Right.
And he needs some help.
Okay.
We got Excalibur, issue number 33. Choking the shit out of Nightcrawler. So a lot of chokeouts in these, you know, in my selections. Another messed up child, Ender's Shadow, issue number 205.
Huh.
With the nosebleed.
Killer.
Crazy.
That would have been good for that child abuse.
Child abuse. I was gonna say kid look like he wants to get his ass whooped. But
this was a nice find right here. Punisher number 30. In pretty pristine, decent condition.
Yeah, it looks clean.
Looks tight.
I was like, yeah, why not, man?
With the gasoline.
Nice little filler. Only X-Men issue number 39, part of the Black Vortex, chapter 5.
I love that cover. That's hot.
Yeah. Check out Angel.
Wow, and is that Widow to the right, or no?
I think that has to be Jean Grey.
Oh, Jean Grey. Oh, okay. Well, her red, her beautiful red hair. Yeah, that shit's nuts, bro.
I'm impressed with that. 25 cents, hell yeah. E-Man, from First Comics. You know, he does a lot. They do a lot of spoofs with that title. So, particularly, they have Dark Phoenix spoof.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, E-Man.
Notice this, the Phoenix bird is upside down on her costume.
Yeah, and I've seen them do, like you said, they've done that plenty of times with other
check
characters.
Out Nightcrawler's tube socks. You know, they wild in for that. Hey, what's that in the background? Okay. So, yeah, that I thought that was a humorous one to grab up. Gun-Ho, Sexy Beast. I was surprised to find this one in the corner, man.
Are these the quarter bins?
Yeah, and cool. I pay full price for these for the most part. You know, the ones that I do have.
What?
So that was a nice find too. I think I had this one already, but a different cover. Because when I looked in it, it was familiar. And then the last quarter bin pick I grabbed was something called Campisi, the Dragon Incident.
Ah, that would have been good a couple weeks ago.
Yep, it's real solid.
Like nice. Oh, everything looks good on the inside, too.
Yes, yeah. That's what she said.
Hey,
Columbro.
Books I grabbed for Batman. She likes Elektra.
Hell yeah. So who don't like Elektra?
Elektra issue number 3, while Daredevil look like he's catching a hard-on thinking about it.
Oh, you know he is.
The very first time. And we got Itty Bitty Hellboy.
Cool. All these a quarter. Dope.
Or, you know, she likes little cute shit like that. So these right here are the Midtown and the Momocon grabs. This is only half of it. I'll save that next half for next week. Got Batwoman. Issue number $1.
Nice.
You know, I said, why not? You know. This is a dope cover. Justice League 27. Written by Tinian.
Oh shit. Gorilla Grodd.
Yes.
That's hot, bro.
Is hard.
Yeah, it looks dope.
$1.
Wow.
Deathstroke number 38. Like a Two-Face Deathstroke crossover situation going on.
Oh shit. You know, I was reading that Deathstroke's healing abilities are actually even better than Wolverine's, bro.
Better than Wolverine's, maybe, but not Deadpool's.
And not as good as Deathstrike either. I heard Lady Deathstrike is pretty, pretty badass as well.
$1. It's an $8 book. When a thing gets married.
That's dope, man.
Heavy, heavy book. So the only thing about the dollar books is Midtown doesn't bring boards and bags. And of course, for obvious reasons, Dave Collect, salute. The Geekies is going to be at that signing with Tinian on Midtown. I saw that on IG. They had the ad up. There's an NU Glee special cover for Champions.
No, I'm not going to make that, Geeky.
I'll make it right online. Yeah. Civil War II, Magneto versus Storm action figure cover.
Ah, that's hot.
I just like these. I know there's nothing significant about them, like for personal reasons. Civil War II, Amazing Spider-Man. Heading off with Sam Wilson action figure cover. Man, if Batman was on the show, she showed you all the figures that she got and the books. You guys would be impressed. Invisible Woman, number 3. This is a key issue of first appearance of some character, but it's not. I don't have it off the top of my head, but the artwork is phenomenal. I thought that was real cool. Never seen, you know, Invisible Woman in that type of allure. D Strong gonna bounce. Captain Marvel variant, the 2099 variant.
Right.
So I thought that was dope to have that variation of her. This is a variant edition, number 612, Legacy of Daredevil. It's a particular artist that did this cover as well. So, where am I? This is an incentive right here, a ratio of 1 out of every 50. Captain America, number 1. So I thought that was pretty cool to have. Hip hop cover, Civil War 2, number 1. You might have this one ready.
I've got them all. You can't show that and not give a shout out to the original hip hop album that they're paying homage to.
Ultra Magnetic MCs.
Ooh, Critical Beatdown. Classic hip hop for all you kids out there right now. Yes, children, sir. Go back.
I got the Waka Flocka variant.
Go back to your books and check out Critical Beatdown, the absolute hip hop classic.
These four right here I thought was a great find. We got these at MomoCon. Batman had gotten a few good ones too. I think she got the Beauty and the Beast set with Beast from X-Men. Oh, so it's a 1 in 4 series of Cloak and Dagger.
Nice. I was upset that that show tanked like it did, man, because Cloak and Dagger,
I didn't hate it,
was a beloved duo of mine in the 80s when I was young and growing up.
Did you enjoy the show?
No, I thought it was horrifyingly bad, but I appreciate the fact that they brought them to the screen. You know what I'm saying? That was cool to see that come to life, but yeah, I don't know if it didn't say Cloak and Dagger as the title, I would never have guessed that that was a Cloak and Dagger show.
Right.
So that means it sucks.
This one is Origin Story on issue number 4, the final issue of this limited series.
Tight, man.
So that's the Cloak and Dagger.
That's great that you grabbed that whole run.
Yeah, it came like that.
Okay.
All 4 together taped up.
Nice.
So I was like, man, made it easy for me. Daredevil 190. Totally forgetting this one. When Elektra is resurrected and lives again, I already have this one. I totally forgot. I should have been on my app checking. I forget sometimes that I have certain books already. So now I have two. She-Hulk, number 12. No particular significance. I'm just like grabbing some, you know, early, like in the first.
Oh, man, that's great.
10 to 15 books of a series of a character. I think it's dope.
From the volume one, you can't go wrong with that.
Word. Then we got The Incredible Hulk. Well, Marvel Superheroes featuring The Incredible Hulk. Okay, if the sticker wasn't covering, I can tell you what issue it is. But this is supposedly, okay, 92, the first appearance of Doc Samson.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So that was coming home with me, but it says reprint, so I didn't know they was doing
that. Oh, okay. You got the Toys R Us shopping spree on the top, so.
Oh, okay. That's a reprint of the original.
Yeah, I didn't know they were doing reprints like back then of these books like that.
Dope.
It's all
cool. Are there any more Toys R Us in the country? They're gone, right?
They're gone.
That's out of here.
They try to come back. People don't want that shit. This is called Radically Rearranged Ronin Ragdolls. It's Shane and Paul Bookman, but it's from Kevin Eastman Studios.
Yeah, it's another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle homage cover.
Right.
Yeah.
Kevin Eastman, though, you know.
Yeah, you know this guy. So that was something I thought was just kind of cool. I had issues 2 and 3 of this, so for a dollar, I just went and grabbed one, so it didn't feel so awkward in my bed.
That's a fun book. I remember when that came out. I bought that. That's a good book, man.
So this book is bugged out. This is one of the 60% off ones.
Nice.
Cave Woman. Yeah, you know how these books are.
Okay.
It's all the learn. You know, it's like that. Whatever guys like tits is gonna buy this.
Is that the one you shared in the WhatsApp?
Yeah, that was like it's bugged out. Like, yo, look at this.
It looks great. Yeah.
So it's one of those books.
That's so like heavy metal meets.
That's kind of like that Von Bode style. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I agree. So Draculina, I missed it. I couldn't find this one in the store. So when I saw it online on sale, I went for it. I thought it was a cool cover.
Ah, that is dope, bro.
And it's funny because the Vermillion cover I showed last week from Behemoth has the same, almost the same exact pose.
Have we done any crotch shot cover combat nights yet?
We talked about like a camel look.
Let's get a camel toe crotch night.
Do moose knuckles count? I'm just wondering. No, asking for a friend.
I don't. That might be a Utah terminology. I don't even hear any moose
knuckles. Nah, that's just a big sloppy one.
I like.
No, I had folks. New, already 1, 2, and 3. So I just.
He said a Utah thing. Yeah. Fuck Utah. But
number 4. Enya.
Nice.
Bad idea comics. The cool thing I like about these books from this run is like it has the mat and then it has the emboss.
Oh yeah, the combo style matte gloss. Those are so dope. I love those type of covers too.
Gloss. I didn't mean emboss. I meant gloss. My bad. Pearl issue number 2. This is a badass comic right here. The artwork is superb. She works at a hair salon, but she's a hit woman. And I had bought Batman several of these back to back that I found in the bins, and then I was able to find number 2. I thought that was cool to come across. They're going for $10 online, actually. That's funny. This book right here is fire. I started, I actually read this issue, never heard of it before, but it's called Renato Jones, the 1%.
Yeah.
And he goes after exactly the 1%, the rich, corrupt, greedy fucks, orgy party.
He's a 1% serial killer.
Drugs in the hood, propaganda, doing sex trafficking, he drops them.
So he's like a serial killer, or he's like a hitman.
He's a hitman against them, but he also rescues like women and children that's caught up in their loops.
Okay,
I see. It said Carrie Andrews real big at the bottom. Is Carrie Andrews doing art and writing on that one?
Everything created, written, drawn, and colored, and owned by Carrie Kyle Andrews.
Carrie, all right, nice,
very dope.
Nice.
That's some work right there. That's a piece of work.
Gotta look into that.
I think that's my week. I know I went a little far fetched.
Yeah, good stuff.
Nice.
Good stuff, man.
As usual.
Let us know how y'all did out there, what you picked up, what you got in the mail calls, what you found in the bins. Dave collects. What's good, brother?
Dave, you get your bike back or what? Did you find that shit?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Man. Hopefully you were able to wrangle your bike back out in the city, man. That's fucked up, man. It's New York shit.
You probably got a new one with an alarm system on it now.
Stop. We'll just keep that ratchet. Shit.
Exactly. Lock that motherfucker up. Blow
a motherfucker's
Change
head
that
off.
Shit up like Pee-wee Herman did.
Exactly.
Yeah, like remember he had like 10 different chains?
Yeah, right.
Pee-wee's Big Adventures.
Nobody took care of their bike more than Pee-wee Herman took care
Word.
Of
it. He had mad different chains.
that bike wasn't even nearly worth as much as Dave's was. Word. So it's like fucking that, bro.
Yeah, man. So we hope he the says, best for you tuned. On that tip, man. That's a little crazy, man.
Yeah, we wish you the best, Dave. Like I hope you get an upgrade and then some.
Yeah, man. You know? Word.
But,
let's go ahead and see what's going on right here. I know I made my way down to Midtown. I was thinking about Dave when I was in the shop too, man. Like, damn.
So she was holding his book bag like, hold up.
Did you go down there on the bike too or no?
Nah. I walked down there from work while I'm in the office on Tuesdays, man. It's a grimy section, man. I'm telling you that, you know.
Yeah, don't sleep.
That's a grimy ass area right there. I mean, New York is grimy altogether, but it's extra grimy down there. But best of luck. All right, let's go ahead and see what's going on. I made it by the shop, picked up a couple of new things here and there, and got some mail call. And I was at the warehouse, got some nice bins shit to show. Let's go ahead and get it. Alex Ross, Black Panther issue number 6.
Oh yeah, I need that.
Alex Ross, whenever he's doing like an entire series of comic book covers, like we just had him bless us with 50 issues of the Immortal Hulk,
yeah.
Now he went to Black Panther. Every one of these covers so far has been absolute fire. Alex Ross, incredible. And we've got one of the biggest keys, though the biggest key of the year so far in issue number 3 with the first appearance of Toitson Otoye, or whatever the fuck his name is. So don't sleep on Black Panther. Don't do it, you know?
Did you say Christian Okoye?
Did you hear about that new Avengers issue where he comes back from the future as Vibranium Man? I missed that.
I'm coming up to that. Since you mentioned it, might as well just go ahead and drop
spoilers.
That.
Spoilers!
Yes.
Forever. The Vibranium. They've been introducing a lot of alternate universe characters in this series. You know, we got a couple of minor keys in previous issues. This is another.
Yep.
Right here. You know.
In the future, if he never became Black Panther.
Right. Yeah, it's alternate future stuff. I haven't started reading the series yet, but it's kind of like almost like a what if type of thing on his own, you know. Future. Back to what I was saying about these incredible artists doing these covers. There's no way. I don't give a shit if this series was shit, but it's actually pretty good so far. It's only on issue number 3. But with Clayton Crane doing every cover for Carnage, there's no way I'm not getting all of them.
Yeah.
And earlier in the week, Dave mentioned he's gonna be out here, bro. At one of the shops. I forget which one. Signing shit.
All Clayton Crane covers are coming home.
I think supposedly Cletus Cassidy is rejecting the Carnage symbiote, so he's going to seek a new host.
Yeah, there's some kind of he's turned into some god killing version of himself now, from what I hear. But I don't want to. I haven't gotten past issue number one, but I'm hearing it's good.
See.
I'm gonna check that shit out for sure. King Conan issue number 4.
Bang.
Like Vic said, we're seeing the last appearances of Conan in Marvel right now.
Get him while they're hot.
I've been a big fan reading these Conan series for the last few years with Marvel. The last volumes have been great.
You know, I didn't know that Shuma Gorath was from the Conan universe. So that way, that's why they had a different name for the alien in the Doctor Strange movie.
Right, they changed it to Gargantulas or something, but they were paying homage to the original artist who created him. And they don't have all the rights to all those different Conan characters, and now they lost Conan, so it's all out the door.
Right. It's all served. Was good.
Shouts out, DJ.
Peace. What up, DJ?
What
did I had my all served shirt on yesterday.
I picked up this dope independent I found on the shelf still at Midtown. I only had a couple left. I was glad because this is a variant that I was interested in. I like some of these more hip-hop-ish type homages. This is Scout Comics right here. The Recount Preamble. They did a homage to Belly. If y'all remember that movie back in the day.
Yeah. Love that.
You ordered that online?
No, this was just sitting on the shelf at Midtown. This was the B cover for the Recount Preamble. This is the prequel to the Recount series last year.
Okay.
I'm gonna look for that. I don't like that.
And this book is for real. I'm gonna have to really do some catching up, because the Recount itself is the whole premise of that is kind of gonna get spoiled when I read this. So I actually want to go back and read the real series before I read the prequel, you know.
Right.
But it's there and it's violent as fuck, and I can't wait to check it out.
Perfect.
All right. I did grab the annual for Batman. This year's Batman annual.
Yeah, new appearance.
Yeah, we got a new appearance in here from what I hear. And
I forgot that character's name.
Nice.
I think it was Grey Wolf.
Okay. Grey Wolf.
Grey Wolf? Okay. But it was Condé now.
Definitely. Yeah. As soon as I saw this cover on the previews, I made sure I pre-ordered it a while back and came in. Cover is just as sick as I thought it would be. This is House of Slaughter number 6.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Body bag variant. And I couldn't wait to see this in person. It's incredible.
Mine's still in plastic.
It's a worthless book. It ain't gonna need to stay in no plastic. Here we go. This is beautiful. This cover is incredible. Look at that.
Okay, that's what I
got. Oh, shit.
Good to know. Thanks for opening it for me.
That shit right there. Oh, you didn't even know what it looked like?
Nah, I didn't.
Oh, man, please. This shit right here. I couldn't wait to get this cover. Actually, I'm gonna put this on the wall. I'm gonna put this in a Mylar and just throw it on the wall because it's sick. It's disgusting and gory.
I'm looking forward to number 4. I had pre-ordered like 2 months ago, not knowing it was issue number 24 with the old man, the head of the house with the gold mask.
Yeah,
they're gonna have that car stock with him on the cover versus Erica Slaughter.
Okay, good shit. Make sure I'm mixing it up with my cover combat. I'm fucking up. All right, here we go. All right, keeping it moving. This is another one I pre-ordered a while back. I got the 1 in 25 for issue number 1. Had Magneto on the cover. Real, another dope piece of artwork. But this one right here caught my eye for obvious reasons. I think I want to say this is Cary Andrews, but I'm not 100% sure. Y'all can look it up in the chat for me. But this is the variant to Immortal X-Men number 2.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Beautiful cover right here. It's a Spider-Man variant, of course. You know,
that's a key. That's a key. I saw that on Key Collector, that particular cover, because of the art, the artist.
The key information about this comic book is them thick ass thighs you see right there.
I was going to say more good thigh work.
That's more good thigh work. First appearance of them thick ass thighs. That's the key.
More good work.
Word up. Han Solo and Chewbacca. Issue number 2 variant right here. That's dope.
He got that look like you said, what the fuck you just say?
That bitch just say?
I will fucking paw the fuck out of you. No, but yeah, he looks dope.
Did she just say Wookiee with a hard E?
Oh, shit.
Thor, number 25, our good friend Sanford Green on the variant right here.
Dope.
Dope shit.
Mm-hmm. I pay attention to him on IG. He's been putting in so much work.
Such a dope style, man. And this compilation of characters that he has on his covers, it's the motion in all of his line work and the way that the colors just kind of like blend into each other gives the movement definition in the way that he presents everything. He's got a style that just a lot of fluidity to it.
Yeah, and it's fun too. It's fun.
Shout out to Bitterroot, man. Shout out to Bitterroot too.
Look out for it.
I'm proud to say I'm up to speed and up to date on the Thor series.
I'm still behind, but I'm gonna catch up soon.
It's worth it.
Another independent, Image comic right here. This is actually the variant to what's the original name of the shit? I don't want to be in this place or some shit. I don't know. Whatever. This is my kind of version right here. Fuck this place.
Right.
I don't care what these people think. But
I say that so much. No matter where I am in this world,
I hate this place.
I usually, at some point, no matter where I am, say, fuck this place.
I think I've been saying that for like 18 years living in Utah. Honestly.
There it is.
Every fucking morning. That's my ritual.
Yeah. Beautiful title. This place was the
original. All right. Another hot comic that came out today. I pre-ordered the shit out of this. There's the regular A covers on the way still, but I can't remember where I pre-ordered this shit from, but they got it to me pretty much on release day. It's a couple of incentives for the new Miles Morales, number 38. We got the first appearance of his future sister, Billy Morales from the future. We don't know if she'll come back in the storyline and make it to the regular universe, but right now Miles is out there fucking with her. She's in the future. And we've seen her all growing up. If y'all remember the earlier issue where she's born in a baby, first appearance, what was it, number 14 or some shit like that?
Yeah. Where he's protecting her on the cradle on the cover.
Yeah, that was the variant cover, but they've it's caught a little bit of heat. This is the 1 in 10. Here's the 1 in 25.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring her on the cover in her.
That's definitely a key right there.
In her Spider Smasher suit. The 1 in 50 is the one to look out for. If you find the 1 in 50 incentive, that's the one to go for. But don't pay over ratio, because this shit's going to flatline and then it's going to flip it now. All right. Let's get into some of these back issues, man. Got some heat.
It's about 5 pounds, 8 pounds.
No, I don't fuck around.
That's probably 14.
These are all dollar bins. But some good shit. Ninja Scroll, number 1.
Ooh.
Oh, hell yeah.
So grab that.
That's what she said.
I love it.
What's the publisher on that?
Wildstorm.
Dope.
Wow, I never knew that. You gotta watch the series.
I think this is a 3 or 4 issues mini series. Every time, well, not every time, but I probably stop now because I think I'm at like 4 copies of this shit now. But Ninja Scroll is one of my favorite animes
ever, man.
Love it.
Word.
This was another good find. I have a copy of this already, but I found another one. One of Greg Capullo's original properties and characters, the Creech.
Yeah.
That's the one that's made up of a kid's sperm or some shit like that?
No, he's not made of sperm. He's made out of aborted babies.
Oh, even worse.
He's got a placenta hair.
He's a monster that is actually compiled of aborted
babies. Aborted children. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. I don't make this shit up. I just read it. All right.
Word. Oh, shout out to Capullo.
That was close. Got too many books in my hand. All right. Comico, one of my favorite defunct comic companies. Johnny Quest.
Oh, hell yeah. Great cartoon.
I remember Johnny Quest from back in the day, man.
Yeah. Haji and all them.
Hell yeah. I'm surprised they haven't rebooted him in some kind of live scenario.
I didn't
even know that they did comic versions of this. I actually read the soft cover paperbacks of these back in college. It was a long string of horror paperbacks called The Necroscope by Brian Lumley. This is actually a comic version of book two, The Wham Fire, and some crazy ass books, man. This character, Harry Koig, in this is just like a ghost slayer, and some interesting books if you ever want to go back.
Speaking of ghosts,
I didn't know Malibu did that.
That's Cover Combat tonight.
That's right.
You see, I wonder if you delved into that. This is a
best ghost covers tonight.
Nicely done.
Boo.
That was a ghost. All right.
Sounds like a Chewbacca.
Silver Goldie Foyle. Infinity Crusade. This is one of the most populated dollar bin comic books of all time, but I never bought one. There were like 19 of them in the bins. I was like, let me get one.
I would have grabbed one too.
It's a beautiful cover.
They were just feeding off that whole Infinity Gauntlet run. They tried to keep it going, and then they realized, nah.
But let me tell you one thing. There's nothing you're going to find in a dollar bin more than a Valiant comic. Or Stormwatch.
Turok.
I was going to say there's a gang of Turoks.
Yeah, Turok is the biggest dollar bin comic of all time.
They got all of them boys in there.
These motherfuckers was trying to charge $10 because it was a gold variant. I was like,
Manish Robot Fun is there. Exo Metal Wars is drenched in those dollar bins.
Wow. But yeah, good stuff.
They didn't do too well back then with those books.
Issue number one and two right here, the second volume. I love the artwork on these covers right here. That was mainly my reason, but first and second issues, can't go wrong with Star-Lord.
Looks different.
Dope.
A real different look.
Volume two.
Never heard of that, like that, that particular run.
The whole run. Yeah, I meant me.
No, I'm very foreign to that.
Volume two of Star-Lord right there. Interesting. Very interesting.
Like a psychedelic type of look.
Yeah, it's definitely a painted cover. This is, you know
like Flash Gordon type feel.
Real dope covers. This was like, yeah, exactly. That's a very good description there. Real Flash Gordon vibes going on right there. Oh, yeah, this was a sick cover right here. Never had this one. It's grimy ass Wolverine cover. Marvel Comics presents issue number 89.
With Mojo on the corner.
Dope shit.
I used to be very fascinated with seeing Keith art because I never seen nobody draw like that before. Huh. Such a unique, abstract, strange.
New Warriors, issue 43 right here. I've been finding a lot of New Warriors comics in the dollar bin, so.
Yeah.
As a result of that, I've started kind of trying to kick up certain New Warriors keys since I've been kind of pushed into the New Warriors realm, out of my own hands. Might as well get them right there. Minor key, Marvel Boy becomes Justice in this issue. And Justice, of course, went on to have his own series in the new universe.
Okay. I was gonna say I didn't know anything really about the New Warriors until I got that Night Thrasher 1-4, and he's the leader of them.
Yeah, it was just a team, you know, of different characters who, you know, were pretty much out there, you know, doing what they do, but they brought them together.
Yeah, they were trying to do a Teen Titans thing with them, but Champions took that on.
Nova
going up against New Warriors? No, I would think Nova would thrash him.
I feel like Nova's a part of the crew, actually.
Okay.
But this right here gives you first appearance of one iteration of the character Turbo. This is the Michael Jeffries version of Turbo that gets his first appearance here in this issue number 33 of New Warriors.
The next issue has Ozone, right?
I have no idea. I don't have the next issue.
Turbo and Ozone.
I was waiting for it. Went right over my head, man. That's old school too for all you kids out there in the chat room. Big Vega just jumped up on a Breaking reference, the movie Breaking. Go out and watch Breaking tonight as soon as the show is over. Breaking 1 and 2.
Watch it free on YouTube.
That shit was Ice T.
Yeah, that shit was clown shit. Yeah. That shit was mad as clown shit.
Anyway, and my man Chris the Glove. All right, there we go. Continuing on. Avengers Forever, issue number 2.
That's pretty tight.
This is the first volume of Avengers Forever. What we were just looking at earlier was the current volume of Avengers Forever is what's given us all these alternate universe
things. Yeah, a lot of that period I was foreign to. That's when I was really
real dope books. Real dope one right here. More Avengers Forever. This is issue number 4 of 12.
Nice.
But this particular one is a variant. This is the Time Sphinx variant. As you see on the back right here,
right.
You get a really dope digital art of fucking Nathaniel Richards' spaceship.
Wow.
Kang's fucking time warper.
That's some crazy shit.
Yeah, so that's some real psychedelic weird shit that is just the back cover makes this.
I heard it came with a bag of mushrooms. You got to eat the mushrooms in order to like really.
Yep.
No.
I'll buy it just for that.
It was polybagged with a nice little bowl of shrooms, but someone actually had already removed it in the dollar bin. So
I ate that.
No shrooms for me.
Sorry for the ice.
Harbinger. Issue number 9. This is definitely a populated dollar bin title, but
absolutely,
you might as well not. You can go ahead and stop considering it like that because Harbinger's on the way. It's being filmed. This is issue number 9 right here. This is the third.
I got like the whole collection.
Is it being filmed?
Yes.
They're filming that shit?
Yes.
Wow.
West Coast Avengers. Right? Issue number 97. Dope ass cover. Getting hammered.
Canary.
Yeah. Get hammered.
Canary. I'm tripping. Mockingbird.
That could mean a plethora of things.
A plethora of. That's what she says, yes. But,
could they remind me of each other? Oh, Black Canary and Mockingbird.
Yeah, very much.
Everybody was biting.
There's a dope cover right here. Factor X.
Wow,
that was just a complete cover, but I don't know why I bought that. This is
when Cyclops wanted to be an 80s rock star.
I don't waste your time with this crap. That's bullshit. Yeah, let's get to some real stuff. I don't want to look at none of that. Let's get to some signed books. I went back. If y'all remember, a couple weeks ago, I found a signed X-Men number 4. First appearance of Omega Red, signed by Jim Lee, sitting in a $2 bin.
Yeah.
So I went back.
I went back. Something told me that there's probably more. And there were plenty. They were sitting there in the same spot, untouched. And
I wish you could show that picture that you showed earlier with on the WhatsApp. Where you found them at, but go ahead.
Oh yeah. I should have grabbed that to share.
Because there was a nice stack there of them.
But, yeah, and they were just sitting jammed up under this table.
Jammed.
Under a couple of different boxes, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's always interesting to see the way
these. It's fucking Jim Lee.
That should be like when you find money on the floor, like same feeling.
Right, you catch a $20 bill sitting in the, and it's like, oh shit.
X-Men number 30 right here. We got signed by Andy Kubert.
Nice,
bro.
This is obviously the marriage of Scott and Jean.
Jeannie.
Wolverine hating on the back cover. You gotta look at the other side.
Yeah. This is a definite full wraparound cover.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that either, bro. I used that for the Suits cover we had. I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah.
Everybody, man, Wolverine, you old enough to be her great great grandfather, man. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
He got dead dirty, man. You know, he got dead dirty. Speaking of that, too, let me know.
He had plenty.
Hold on.
Let Scott have his, man. Fuck that. He's like, hold on. What's up, Vic? I'm feeling kind of twisted right now, but I haven't drank in a minute, so this is like.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. When the less is better, because then you could just like this one really good, you know, rather than having to get four for a high time. You know?
Yeah, my bad. I had to. I forgot that my joint came in. We were just talking about Wolverine.
That's personal, buddy.
His poor situation. See, I got my X-Men shirt on today.
Yeah.
This came in from Hasbro Pulse a little bit earlier. These weren't supposed to ship until later in the year, but they got up ahead of time. This is the X-Men 90s cartoon version of Wolverine figure that came in. Dope shit.
Hell yeah. The whole time I thought that was a VHS tape.
Yeah, they did it in a VHS tape type of packaging just for like nice. Old school 90s nostalgia.
Yes, a blockbuster
and
shit.
Speaking of Wolverine and his unfortunate situation in the love triangle, they also included the famous portrait of Gene and,
and
Scott. Oh, shit.
So you can recreate the scene from the TV show where he's laid up in the bed staring at the fucking photograph, sad and crying.
Hey.
You can recreate the scene that's right there. That shit is sick. So, unfortunate, poor Wolverine right there just got shitted on, you know.
I never say that. It's like leave another man's woman alone. Just
the funny thing now, back to back.
That's the code. That's the code. Period.
Hey.
Ray's like, fuck it, I fuck him up. But hey, let's go.
Scott throwing a cake over that bitch, man. He's a fucking alien freak. All right, here we go.
Yeah, exactly.
Continuing on. More signed goodness right here. Jim Palmiotti on the signature. Daredevil. This is a Marvel and Wizard collaboration.
How much were these?
These were in the $2 bin.
Nice.
Yeah, $2. Jim Palmiotti, great artist. More random signature books here that was in the $2 bin. This was signed up by Dan Jurgens, Tomb Raider, issue number one.
Classic.
Dope.
I miss Laura Croft, man. They need to bring her back out either in a book or a show or something.
She's been like
a little quiet.
Real well, they got her through a lot more video games that are actually pretty dope.
So,
oh yeah, there's like three or four of them right now that are dope, but just nobody's playing them.
There's another signed up one right here, Vertigo Comics, El Diablo.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I got all four of them actually.
This issue number one signed by Brian Azzarello.
minus the signature. That's cool.
The devil. Let's get down to it. Let's get down to it right quick. This is a dope one right here. Punisher, Marvel Knights, issue number one.
We had that skull cover battle a while back. That would have been dope.
You got Jim Palmiotti again with a nice little Punisher logo sketch right there next to his signature.
Dope, man.
And at the bottom, the great Garth Ennis signature.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. And these were just sitting there.
$2.
The only shit that bites, it would have been so dope if the certificate was in each book. That would have been crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you go to a Comic-Con and you get your comic book signed by an artist, they don't give you a certificate of authenticity with each comic. You know, these days, that's only when they do it for the in-store signings that kind of shit happens. Or for the, you know, like...
It's Johnny on the spot.
Yeah. So. Yeah, most comics don't have that are signed. I got all the comics that I was getting signed at Comic-Cons when I was a kid in the 80s. Ain't no certificates of authenticity right there, but they authentically signed.
Yeah.
All right. Dope shit.
And the fact that they were all kind of stashed away makes me think that someone seen them and was like, I'm coming back for these.
Oh, they were in the same spot they were when I found the other one the other week. No one had moved them. And no one had seen them at all. That's the point.
Well, that's what I mean. But somebody might have seen them sometime and was like, putting all these right here. I'm gonna put this box on top. Nobody's coming. You know?
For $2, if you're gonna put them away, you don't deserve to have them at all. Anyway, take them now for $2.
Right.
What the fuck are you waiting on?
True.
Jim Lee, Wildcat signature right here.
Sweet.
It's a lot of broke motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. What the fuck are they doing? Comic book. What are you doing there? Get your hustle on. You're in the wrong place if you're broke.
No word.
X-Men number one, Jim Lee.
Man, I remember every time I look at those covers, I get memories, like the vibes of when that came out, like the age I was and how excited it was.
X-Men number two, Jim Lee.
Bam.
Classic shit.
Three, Jim Lee.
Wow.
Nice. And all the same signature, right?
All Jim Lee, all day. And I showed this one already last week, but why not just go 1, 2, 3, and 4 right quick? Bam.
Yeah.
More Omega Red Beauty
nice
for you.
Set.
Just get
it
out
there. You know, they got technology now, though. They can verify the signature. They can be like, yo, that's real.
It's fair. As long as I'm satisfied, it's all that matters. I don't give a shit.
And then
got anybody else's approval. Issue number six, not signed, but issue number six.
Why not?
Dope shit. Didn't have it, and that was my week.
Good week.
I remember that year, like Psylocke had all the young guys excited just to draw her.
Yeah, Psylocke is all. They're always making her right. You know, it's one of the
when they made that outfit cosplayers. Like, that costume. Yeah, they.
Yeah.
Batman did a good style up.
It might be a good contender for the snatch combat night. You never know. Snatch bat.
All right, we got our CC next week.
Word.
Actually, I guess we got some good ones for that. So
best snatch covers coming up. I love it.
Actually, I won't be ready. I'll be D strong, but ready.
Word up. All right, man. Well, you know, I don't see any reason to delay. You know, we're not about filibustering and wasting nobody's fucking time. We're going to go ahead and jump right into this thing that we call Cover Combat. Y'all ready? Let's go. We missing the Silent Assassin Super Dave tonight, so we got a little bit easier road to travel down. Dave is always a killer.
Yes.
Bye, Dave. Bye.
Yeah, big Zappy. I don't give a fuck. But I actually don't have any books this week, so I'm gonna be a judge
See?
Yeah, I'm not fully loaded this week. I got several books, but I don't think they're my hitters.
Now, I don't know who came up with ghost covers, but it wasn't me.
It was me. That was Vic's idea. But it wasn't a bad idea. I just didn't have it.
Yeah, it's just stuff happens. Like AC wasn't working. We had to go about that.
Then it had nothing to do with that cover.
Yeah, F you.
Then Dr. Bones needed a banner.
Stop with that things, shit. Man. Just,
man, you come right out of a comic book.
All right. If y'all want to play games, I'm going to spend a good hour on my CLZ next week and destroy. Matter of fact, since I know CC, I'm going to stores. I'm getting the best snacks you can get. Any history of comic book. Of
I have no doubt that you got some books, bro.
Word up, man. No doubt. Well, one thing is true tonight. Cover combat, like we see, is going to be ghost covers. We got three rounds, three contestants tonight. No Dave, so we're going to go ahead and get this thing shuffling around and see who says the magic sound.
Let D do it.
Stop. Okay,
good. Anything about? All right, let's get
that
it.
Works.
I have no. I told you already. I don't have no book, so you should have been.
Yeah, it worked. Let's move on to the next.
Well, there it is. Then I guess this is how it's gonna go. Round one.
Round one. Fight.
All right.
Yeah, that shit was nice. I don't know if I got something. Man,
y'all not peeping the game. It's ghost covers.
Worse.
He just held up.
I was like ghost, like the schmoo. I was out.
Y'all
even know who the
ghost
is,
comic bro. Already in the past life.
He had an actual ghost comic.
The comic is there, but it's in the next.
Do y'all remember the schmoo though? From man, what was the name of that cartoon back in the 70s, bro? Oh my god, they had dinosaurs. That would shoot shit out of their head and
I don't remember
I'm
that.
I'm gonna find it out.
Now I see right.
Well, tonight's double combat is going to get down just how it is right here.
Time.
So Vic Vega, let's go ahead and get it started.
Round one, fight.
I had a really dope one I couldn't find, man. I was mad about that. But I'm going to start with Department of Truth.
Where's the ghost?
He's a boogeyman. He don't really exist. He's like a ghost in his imagination. In Kobe's imagination.
Just imagination.
The one that he saw in his childhood.
Love took you and me. Okay.
There you go.
I see him.
Leaving him.
He's a ghost.
Oh, you are not feeling
since I am not playing, I am shitting on everybody. Let's go, Reddy.
That's what I was talking about. No mercy, guys. No motherfucking mercy tonight from D Strong stepping into the judge's chair. Let us have it. Chat room, let us know what to think about.
No, I felt that, Reddy. Vic, I saw what you meant. He was coming out the boogie dog.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah. Ghost covers.
It's up to the chat room, really. So
let's see what it do.
Round one. Fight.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. I'll go real independent. Atlas Comics. The Grim Ghost.
The Grim Ghost. Mm.
We got a lot of ghosts. We got a lot of ghosts.
Ah, I see. Okay.
We got a lot of grim ghosts down there.
There's a lot of grim ghosts, and I've never seen that cover before.
Oh, unique.
There's another one.
Old school. That's Atlas like the Comics. Devil burning up all the spirits and shit.
Yeah.
Real classic old school devil right there, too.
Yeah.
And you got this Black Knight. Looking
on a horse. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was Black Knight at first, but yeah, it's
at
not.
First, yeah.
Atlas Comics. Dope cover right here. And I like the way that the ghosts are just like a part of the flame. You know, the hottest part of the flames, the white part.
Right, the white part, yeah.
Ah, just the way Ray likes it.
Well, that's up to the chat room, folks. It's up to the chat room, you know.
Bring the white girls in. I love them all.
Thought it was dope. Oh, man, I'll take them all.
No doubt.
It's like blind, crippled, and crazy. But
Grim Ghosts. Let us know what you think about that. Chat.
Yesterday, I had a bald head girl.
Well, I guess we this is kind of a quick type of thing. Pull up your first cover, Vic. Come on.
Yep. Bald headed freaks. Love them too.
Attack of the bald head.
Okay. Now that I look at Vic's again, I see what he was talking about. I see, you know, it's all about perception. But I got to go with Reddy on that one because it was more like ghosts and stuff. You know?
Is it perception combat or is it goddamn ghosts?
Well, you know, it's all perception sometimes.
Yeah, but
good looking.
And it's really about the chat. It ain't about y'all.
It's about me because I can cut this whole fucking thing off at any second.
I know that. I know that. But that would be... That wouldn't be good. That would be like...
I got one vote.
Yeah, that'd just be me being a dick.
shit.
All right. Round two. Geeky Peoples, shouts out to you. And you are now banned.
Round two. Fight.
Welcome. Yeah. Oh, shit. Geeky's like, what happened? Why, I was just watching your show. But anyway.
3D Warner, we thank you for your input, and
he gave me the W. Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed your time on the Comic Book Trap House. We won't be seeing you anymore.
Keep smoking them cigarettes, bro.
That's it. Get out of here.
Yo, D Straw, peep game though.
Okay.
Peep game.
I'm watching
early in the thread. Bing pong.
Ah, that comic. No, I was talking about the DC version, but that one's dope too.
Same, similar shit.
Yes. Yeah, what is she holding? Fucking whops, bro. Oh shit. That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, see,
it's a certain point in the afterlife of a ghost.
And right now, America's having a problem with ghost guns. So there you have it, folks.
I got a 3D printer. I'm about to make an AK.
They giving props out because they like
scary. Okay,
got nothing to do with the goddamn cover. Just because you like scary doesn't mean it's ghost on the cover.
Hey, you let me finish my sentence, YouTube.
Word.
All right. Let's see. Maybe I can pull out a series that everyone likes without a ghost on the cover, and they'll give me the win just because they like the series, too. Fuck out of here. All right. More ghosts.
I'm glad I'm not in this shit. It's good to be on the outside.
Oh, shit. I'm fucking up, man. Let's get it right.
Round two. Fight.
All right. More ghosts. Let's take it to DC. Robin, he dead.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
That's right there.
Wow.
Hopefully y'all consider this a ghost cover.
Well, he looks like a ghost to me. Transparent body and
maybe if I can find James Tynion somewhere in here, y'all give me the win.
Batman crying and shit.
Fuck. Let us know what you think about that. Let's pull up a
chat room.
Chat room. Put up.
Chat room. Sorry I couldn't compete. These guys, they get all kind of books.
It's all good, man.
I think D has probably three books that would have qualified.
Damn, I went through everything.
He didn't think.
Every book I got, I went through.
A Grim Reaper.
All right. Well, Big Vega, ready to round it out, round three.
I think so.
Final round, fight.
That's a tough choice, but I'm going to go with this one because I think it's a little bit more fun. Phantom Jack.
Nice. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's tight.
All you see is his damn Banana Republic gear.
Yeah. Very dope. I was thinking somebody was going to bring out, what was his name, Spectre, the guy from DC, because he's kind of a ghost. He's powerful, too. Dope.
D-Strong, you got any Casper books? Casper the Friendly Ghost books?
I was looking for books.
I thought people would have some Ghostbusters stuff as well. But
I was hoping for some Casper, but, you know, I was looking for some of a Free Comic Book Day flavor, but there wasn't
any. Yeah, I didn't even finish digging.
Good shit. Final round. Let's do it. Final round. Fight. I'm going with another obscure independent joint right here. The Haunted High-Ons.
Why that look like Will Ferrell is that?
Look at them a weed-friendly title. Twisted Comics.
That look dead like Will Ferrell in a red hat.
Good weed or have you seen Ghosts?
And you got the ghost chick in the back.
I see her.
Definitely. That's a good one. That's an interesting book. Never heard that book.
The Darkness Rises.
Yeah.
Pretty dope.
Scout Comics.
Dope.
That's a tough round three, man.
All right. It is. That's it. That's right. We what a quick run through tonight is.
We're missing the whole four.
It'll be better next week.
One absence and one forfeit. God damn.
Shit. I give Reddy 2 out of 3 rounds. I give Vic the last round.
Thank Absolutely. You, bro. Yeah, thank you, chat room, for disagreeing with this.
That's
one.
A dope ass cut. Yeah, Vic's last cover was sick.
This like man's on his meds.
Word up, man. Good shit.
He said, "Of course you will." Don't act like I don't support you, you bastard. But I'm just saying.
Tussin and pirate ship shit. He drinking dope.
Word. Well, did you have any wild cards on deck?
I got three. Yeah.
All right, let's take a look.
4. Moss, the final issue, where she transcended.
Dope.
Very good book. It's nothing violent or action-y. It's just a solid story. Like,
I think it's fucking dope. It'd have been good for the white background one, too. That's just hot.
Oh, yeah. Didn't even think of that. This is a new series, but she doesn't even know how she died, but she ended up being a Reaper, which is grim. Right.
Jay Lee.
Yes. Sir. Yeah. So, she's a ghost. People can't see her. Actually, at the end of the issue of this issue number one, she ended up in the real world and grabbed up by police. And even the Reapers, the fellow Reapers, don't know how the fuck that happened because they're not even supposed to be seen in that realm or felt or heard.
Right.
10 Grand, which is another book I was supposed to show tonight, but I didn't know if I was going to use it for CC. One of the ones I grabbed up to fill up my collection of this limited series.
Tight.
Ah, bro, you should have used that one.
I didn't know how people. When you're looking at like several books, you don't know which one is going to be the hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least.
Bill and Ted.
Yeah, you're gonna see him more like a Grim Reaper versus a ghost. So I was like, nah.
Right. Yeah, so Bill and Ted get credit just because it's Bill and Ted.
Yeah, just for fun. You know. Yeah. Shit like that.
Tight. Ready and prepared. Only had a couple. Nothing big. The Ogre.
That's
little boy was a ghost in the series.
Look like the thing is a serial killer.
That's real.
Ben Grimm done snapped.
This is one of those hot for the moment titles when it was new.
Franklin Reed
everybody went out
and riches.
FOMO'd over, and now it's worthless. Ghostbusters.
I was gonna say I figured it was a Ghostbusters one.
It's a Ghostbusters, but there's no ghost on the cover.
There's no ghost. If there was Slimer on there, that's a win.
The logo. Right in the title.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there he is. There's the ghost. You're right. You're right, Vic.
Oh, Slimer. Oh, no, not Slimer.
You're right, Vic. I didn't even pick it up.
Who had the cereal when we was kids?
I don't think I had Ghostbusters cereal. I
remember the Nintendo game.
You and my brother are the same age. We're 10 year difference. So.
Yeah, we was eating that cereal with the marshmallow ghost fucking bust.
Yeah. I didn't like cereal with marshmallows.
This was garbage. I had to Ninja Turtle cereal.
They weren't really marshmallows. They were something else. They were like some kind of weird shit.
But. Yeah, marshmallows is garbage. Mr. T cereal.
Oh man, there was C-3PO. Remember C-3PO peanut butter cereal? That shit.
Yes, I did. Oh man, that's old the school days.
Oh man, yep. We always get to reminiscing, man. But that's what it's about. We'll be back again though next week. More books,
and more battles.
Shouts out once again to Joey P. Last week with the winner announced for the incredible contest that we had put together with those great variants.
Rusty Vandalay,
congratulations again.
Congratulations.
We put up some pictures of him.
And follow his page. He has a gamer channel.
Dope.
Cool.
And if you're a hardcore gamer, you might enjoy that.
Make sure you check it out.
Rusty_Vandalay.
We need you guys to subscribe on the Instagram. Make sure you hit the thumbs up for tonight's show. If you haven't already done it, go back, check out some of the archives. Thumbs up on every one of those too. And word up. What was this? Episode 141? We got eight more episodes until we reach buck 50.
Yeah, we're going to go hard on that one. I'm taking it.
It's going to be a big show.
So I'm going to have fireworks on the roof of the house like this.
So if we do buck 50 covers, could that also mean that someone get cut up?
Like you always say, it's all about perspective, right? You know? But then again, it depends on how many chat room people are ratchet enough to know what a buck 50 is.
I think
the Ox Killer.
Word up, man. All right, man. Loving it.
DJ.
We'll be back next week, man. Y'all stay safe out there until we return. And
snaps
next week. Love. Salute.